Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from upstate New York. And today I want to talk a little bit more about love. My last podcast was about love as a Christian and what does that mean for us as a Christian people to be a people of love and to be loving. Today I want to talk about love as revelatory, because love reveals. Love is always in relationship to the very light of God. That's why it's compared to a fire at time in the scriptures, as we heard in the gospel from this past weekend from Luke chapter 12, verse 49 to 53. Jesus talks about a fire that he wishes was blazing already on the earth, and that fire is the fire of God's love. And in the light of that fire, in the light of that love, we as Christians become revealed to ourselves. We see ourselves as we are meant to be seen in the light of God. And in that ability to see oneself in the light of God, conversion is possible. Now, it's an ever-growing process of clarity. Sometimes our eyes will be not harmed, but challenged and rattled. So we must be given time, which our Lord does supply to us, thanks be to God, to allow us to see with a greater clarity as we begin to embrace the gift that is the love of God in our life, and that love as a light offering us ability to see ourselves. But there's also a rough side to that. Now, what do I mean by a rough side? Well, the first reading we had from this past Sunday was from Jeremiah, and was that point in the life of Jeremiah, chapter 38, if memory serves me correctly, where he is thrown down in the cistern. Now, he's acknowledged to be a prophet of God, and he is, of course, saved because of that, but this reminds us that the prophets were people that did suffer. And why did they suffer? Because they carried God's love to the people. Sometimes that gift of God's love was through a very harsh message because the people were really and truly deeply off the mark. And a prophet goes in there to bring about conversion by reminding the people of the relationship to God and what does it mean to be the chosen people. And Jeremiah was accused for demoralizing the troops, because he was bringing to them the message of God that they were off the mark. They weren't living as they are called to be. That in that sort of life, there is an eternal frustration that he is highlighting. And as Christian people in our own modern days, when we live a life of Christian love, reminding people through our very beingness in the world, that gift of God's love being extended to them helps them to begin to see their own life, and they may not like seeing their own life. They may not like to see what's going on in their heart. They may not like to see the turmoil that may be occurring there, in the pains and the woes and the sufferings that they're causing other people. And because they do not want to see these things, they will reject those that are causing them to see in that way. That is why Christians to this day are still being persecuted, because of their presence in the world, they bring about an ability for people to see themselves, and they don't want to see themselves. They want to live in the darkness and enjoy revelry. Their wickedness, their sin, their short, ill-tempered delights. Now, we don't go into the world as Christians to sort of chastise and condemn and all these sort of things. We have to call sin out, this is true. But we are called to love the sinner. We are called to extend a hand to them. We are called to help to remind them that they too are loved, and no matter what they have done or what they are currently doing before us and before themselves, that salvation is possible for them, that God has a place for them, that God desires them, that God yearns for them. But God requires a movement of the human heart, a reorientation, a redirecting, because God will not play second fiddle to no other desire, no other attachment in our life. We must put God first. And when we put God first and we allow ourselves to be consumed by His love, all other things fall into right relationship, and we are able to love our neighbor as they are meant to be loved, as children of God and as our brothers and sisters if they embrace the faith. So love is revelatory, revealing ourselves to who we are, revealing who we are to those around us, but also for those even outside the bonds of the church, the bounds of the church, I should say. They, in their relationship and their encounters with Christians, are being revealed to themselves. And in this regard, like the prophets, we may have to be rejected. We may be assaulted verbally, emotionally, spiritually, all these sort of things. But we cannot cease to be ourselves. We cannot cease being a people of love. That is why the Christian faith cannot be locked up inside the bonds of a structure. The love of God is meant to pour forth and to consume the whole world, to set it ablaze in God's love, because as I mentioned in my previous podcast, that love of God is transformative. It destroys, but it also creates something new out of it, from what is brought into it. An insight from Elizabeth of the Trinity. Let us be not afraid, my brothers and sisters, and as we continue to grow ever more deeply in our union with our God, who is revealing us to ourselves and calling us to an ever deeper relationship. May we be people of courage, for we have been entrusted with the gift of courage through the Holy Spirit, and go out into the world and share this love with all people the Father has entrusted to us in this pilgrimage that is our human life. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like this podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe icon. And if you're on a platform where there's a little like button there, click that like button also. If you want more of my content, go over to my website, The Frank Fryer. There on my website, The Frank Fryer, you can find my blog posts, you can find my Catholic Stand articles, you can find YouTube videos, links to my social media platforms that I use. You can also email me through their website also. All this can be found on thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.